I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Everyone sing a song about popcorn.
Oh my God, it's corn! He moved corn!
You don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
Daddy is out doing what Daddy does, and he blows it, and he blows it, and he blows it.
Bro, brother.
This is the best of edition of Primetime today. And we are going to play, or replay, the first Melancholy Music Trivia to Souk. It is a two-parter. Here is the pot one.
All right. I have prepared the 90s Melancholy Music Trivia. And in my research today, I realized that this will only be episode one. I didn't expect that.
There is a break into Electric Boogaloo to this game.
There will be a follow-up next week, 90s Melancholy Music Trivia, slightly edgier, episode two. Now, I'm going to give you a little... This song I was going to use for today.
Okay.
But this is what I'm talking about. When I say slightly edgier, and I mean slightly.
Slight.
Episode two, it's things like this.
This is edge?
Yes. Again, the word slight, I have emphasized. Do you know who this is?
No, I don't. The Wallflowers.
Wrong. Well, this doesn't count because this is
slightly edgier.
This is a preview of next week's. That's a band called Silverchair.
I've heard of Silverchair.
With a hot tune entitled Tomorrow.
Oh. Yeah, it's so
riveting,
good.
Is it not?
Is Silverchair still around?
Yes.
Like, you think one day we're gonna get someone that gets hired at the station to like sell, and then we're gonna find out that he was like a '90s rock star? I was in a little band called Silverchair. You're like, oh God.
Oh my lord. Like, Silverchair.
Maybe not the lead singer, but maybe like the drummer of Silverchair.
Regrettably, RIP Silverchair. They ended in 2011. It says here on indefinite hiatus. But I will tell you that...
That means that the dudes of Silverchair are out there probably working 9-to-5s.
I will tell you that most of the bands you're going to hear in episode one here are all still together and playing.
Lucky us.
Okay, you only get one guess, okay? Because...
Just one.
Yes, because... You're going to throw out the same five band names for all of these.
Okay.
But try to get them right. You have to get 6 of 11 or we're firing you.
See what I can do.
We spotted the ocean. The head of the trail.
Gosh.
Remember this song?
I do remember this song.
Aw.
So far away.
One guess.
Ah. Mr. Big? What? I don't. Extreme!
Walk on the ocean.
Candlebox.
Step on the storm.
This is Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Wow.
You are 0 for 1.
That was 3 guesses, too.
Yeah, but I'm only counting his first guess because he's going to do this every time.
I feel like my period's about to start.
By the way, Toad the Wet Sprocket, Mike was laughing. He was like, I've never heard of any of these bands. He said, Toad the Sprockets?
I said, Toad the Water Sprocket?
Water Sprocket. They're actually named after a Monty Python sketch.
Oh, okay.
There was I don't remember the sketch, but it's called Rock Notes. And, let me see if I can find it here for you.
Someone said, if Sue couldn't get Silver Cherry's effed in this game. Yes, I am.
That's not true. I don't think that's true. I actually think I tried to make this easy.
Okay.
Because these were all hits.
Yeah.
But Silverchair was probably one of the more, obscure bands in the
show. Sure.
So here was the Monty Python bit. God. It was called Rock Notes. And it was Rex Stardust, lead electric triangle with Toad the Wet Sprocket has had to have an elbow removed following their recent successful worldwide tour of Finland. Flamboyant ambidextrous Rex apparently fell off the back of a motorcycle, most likely, quipped Ace drummer Jumbo McClooney upon hearing of the account. Plans are now afoot for a major tour of Iceland.
And that's where they came up with it.
Huh? Well, that was the Monty Python sketch. Yeah. But yeah, that they thought that was funny.
Kudos to Toad the Wet Sprocket.
And they said that they will name their band Toad the Wet Sprocket after that, but it'll just be a joke. We'll really name it later.
And it just stuck?
Well, it stuck. And they are still active.
All right. Go Toad the Wet Sprocket.
You're 0 for 1.
Well, I'm 0 for 2 technically because Silverchair.
Oh, we're only counting the one.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, I know this.
This was a big hit.
Yeah. Oh, I can. This is probably played in some sort of bad 90s movie, too.
Guaranteed.
Give me a second. I get to the chorus. Is this Hey Jealousy?
No. Let me wait. Hold on. Don't guess yet. Hold on. Okay?
All right.
Because I'm going to try to help you out. This is the same band that did Hey Jealousy. So if you know who did Hey Jealousy.
I was going to say, it sounds like that. I think.
Go Hey for it.
I think this is the Gin Blossoms.
That is correct. Nice job. Nice job. 1 for 2.
Well, it sounded like Hey Jealousy.
Why did you play the buzzer?
I don't know. I hit the wrong button. Shut up. All right. Next. Okay. I have fun facts about each of these bands, too.
Okay.
My Gin Blossoms fun fact is that all of their material was destroyed in the great 2008 Universal Fire.
Oh, no. Whatever will we do without the masters of Gin Blossom? Are they two songs?
Okay. 90s Melancholy Music Trivia, Episode 1, Song 3.
Oh.
Big hit.
Yeah. Is this Slide?
Big hit. Nope. This is not Slide.
They all sound alike.
Well, that's the point. DFS.
She said it's cold outside.
It has been raining.
This is like that from Ted where he says that all 90s bands can be,
by the way,
be done with just the AIOUs.
Well, I'll wait till you guess.
Only sleeps when I'm around.
What do you got?
Third Eye Blind.
When it's raining.
When in doubt, I'm guessing Third Eye Blind.
That's incorrect. I would have also accepted the lead singer of this band because he's more famous than his band.
Oh, is this...
I'm going to give you a break here.
It's Rob... that guy. Rob... the hell's his name? He did the song with Santana.
Yes, that's acceptable.
Rob Thomas.
Rob Thomas, that is acceptable. Nice job.
Matchbox 20.
Nice job. Matchbox 20.
The band is Matchbox 20.
Matchbox 20.
But that is the world famous Rob Thomas, who is still leading that band today.
Again.
And now here's the thing about Rob Thomas. I was reading about him today.
Yeah.
And I knew he was big. You want a low-key, kick-ass life swap?
Rob Thomas?
Yes. First of all, many people call him one of the best songwriters of the last 25 years.
You're right the hell out of town.
He's written songs for Willie Nelson, Mick Jagger.
Oh.
And he did do the song with Santana.
Yeah, that's what
he
I remember.
He did a lot of solo stuff as well, but Matchbox 20 is still going. Rob Thomas is kind of a badass.
Interesting.
His band?
His wife? Hot.
Super hot.
Yeah, I just looked her up. Boy, you're right.
I told you.
He's still rocking that same cut, too.
Right. He just seems like kind of a down-to-earth dude.
He probably has an S-ton of money.
You know? Okay, I'm going to give you that one because I'm trying to help you as much as I can.
Dude,
two out of three.
The sad part is every time one of these songs comes on, I think it's something else. Like the beginning.
Yeah, but you're kind of close.
I'm in the ballpark. I wish you
would step back from but
this is Jumper. I know this song,
yeah,
right?
That is correct.
Do I get bonus points for knowing that it's Jumper?
Sounds so whiny.
Yeah, no one knows the lyrics. You just step back from a ledge.
Ugh. This is the worst one of all of them.
Probably also the most popular of all of them.
Really?
I don't know.
Just based on YouTube views from when I was pulling them, this one had so many.
Really?
This was like, this was the big one? I don't know. Five for fighting.
Put the path away.
No idea.
Ledge, my friend. Who's you suck. Five for fighting. Nice guess, though. That's Third Eye Blind.
Ah, oh, for Pete's sake.
This one has 33 million views on YouTube.
God.
I just...
Third Eye Blind.
I said I was going to guess Third Eye Blind, and I forgot about Third Eye Blind.
Okay, so you're 2 for 4. Not bad. You need to get 6 out of 11.
Damn it.
Third Eye Blind, fun fact, they once released live crickets from a pinata over their mosh pit.
Oh, that sounds... Whoa.
Yes.
No.
Yes, they had a mosh pit.
They had a mosh pit?
Yes. There is not a chance. Third Eye Blind.
Truth. Apparently, when they first started... They had mosh pits, and they were known for their shows were known for having pinatas hanging over them, and they would smash them, and then everybody would get candy. But one time they played a joke, and they used live crickets.
Wow, Mike! As
I hope somebody opened their mouth trying to catch candy, and a cricket landed in it.
As a hardcore metal fan, Mike, what does that make you feel like going to a Third Eye Blind mosh pit?
I can't imagine that their music is anywhere near moshable. What?
How do you mosh to Jumper? I wish you would step
back from that ledge. Can you imagine moshing?
Stop the song. You could cut ties with all the lies. All right, guys. I want you to line up on this side, and then the other guys go to this side, and I want a wall of death right when this song starts. I wish you would step back from
that ledge, my friend. Just trying to picture someone doing the helicopter kick right to this.
Wow.
Circle pit.
Okay, we were just kidding. Now, here we go. You ready? We spotted the ocean.
The head of the trail. Fuck. Silver chair.
All right. You already did this one.
Which was the first song you
did. We'll finish it next. We'll see how you go. 2 out of 4. Not bad. We'll be right back. This is The Club on the Fan. Somebody told me this is the place
where everything's better. We will continue this next on this Best of Edition of Primetime on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Best of edition of Primetime here. We only have a couple of segments to go. This is part two of 90s Melancholy Music Trivia for Souk, the first edition that we've done. We've actually done three of these now, two of them with Jason, one of them with John, but the first one is the funniest because it is, well, the first one. Here's part two.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, this is 1990s Melancholy Music Trivia, episode one. Big Souk has to get 6 of 11 in order to keep his job. Right now, he has gotten two right, two wrong. He's 2 of 4.
There's
not
a texter
too bad
who said he's 4 for 4 so far.
He's what?
4 for 4 so far.
But he's not.
No. A texter
a
said
texter.
He's
perfect.
Is 4 for 4.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then someone else said, I love these effing songs, you D's.
Well, these were all hits. I mean, somebody liked them. One other quick Third Eye Blind fact.
Okay. Please tell me more mosh pits are involved.
So they did once release live crickets from a pinata over their mosh pit. But they also, they got their break, and I've never heard of this. I guess they were having some troubles.
What? I can't believe.
Getting a label or whatever. And they got a break when somebody invited them to open for Oasis in San Francisco. And they played that show. And they were so good that they were called back up for an encore. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Opening act giving an encore?
Certainly not Third Eye Blind. I've seen opening acts that come back and play with, like, the lead act will bring them back to, like, play one of their songs, but I've never seen an actual encore from an opening act, no.
Apparently, that's what vaulted them to stardom.
I find that hard to believe.
I wish you would step up.
I did see Lit open for No Doubt. And mm-hmm. people halfway through the No Doubt set, because it was horrible, started cheering or chanting for Lit to come back out.
Ooh, that's brutal.
Yeah, it's bad when you get showed up by by Lit.
Souk did not get this.
We spotted
Toad the West Sprocket.
No.
I think you did get this one. Jim Blossoms.
I got the Jim Blossoms.
We gave you this one because you got Rob Thomas, who is the lead singer of Matchbox 20. And you did not get Third Eye Blind, although that was kind of low-hanging fruit. You should have gotten that one.
This was the easiest one.
Yeah. Especially since I had just previously guessed Third Eye Blind.
Like twice.
Okay, here is song number 5. This band is from Georgia. I could find no other cool facts about them. But they are still touring, or still together.
This sound sounds very familiar to me. Oh, yeah, I know this. Whenever I hear Rob, it just makes me think of the movie Ted. It's the exact same thing. I need to get to the chorus.
Yeah, you may get this one. You also may not.
They were a fan of fart drops too. Don't
think aloud. Here now, baby, just let me
spin me out?
I don't know. Hurry up and guess so we don't have to play this anymore.
What?
It's got the whiny and it's got kind of like the grungy voice. Both at the same time.
What?
Am I even going to come close? Is this like a well-known band?
I don't know, man. I just guess. For God's sakes.
tonight. Better than Ezra. Sister Hazel.
That is incorrect. It is Collective Soul. Collective Soul.
I know nothing about Collective Soul. Should I?
No.
Okay, I know this. I think.
This. Now, see, Mike thinks the Third Eye Blind song was the most popular. I think it's these guys.
This is Train. Right?
This is Train. Very good. Yes.
Oh, yeah. This song is very popular, too. Yeah.
My wife loves these guys.
I'm telling you.
Should I get a divorce?
I've been to a Train concert.
What?
I have.
Is it good? Don't say it's good.
No. But it is some of the most fascinating people watching of all time. I had a buddy of mine call me up and be like, hey, I've got some tickets. Do you want to come to a show? And I was like, eh, not really. And he was like, well, he goes, ask around. And I asked, and my girlfriend at the time was like, yeah, I'll go see a little show. And we went to Train, and I thought there'd be like 9 people there. It was at the amphitheater.
Yeah, it's big.
It was a lot of people.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, how are this many people here for Train?
They have a big following.
And I'm here to tell you that there was more dry humping going on with middle-aged couples tonight, than I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm convinced that like 1,500 babies were made that night with people going home from Train. There were a bunch of like drunk 40-year-old women, and they were ready to get it on right then and there.
Apparently, they're big in the Christian rock scene, too.
Oh, people were losing their S. Mm.
So, Train fun fact is that their lead singer, Pat Monahan, lives in Issaquah, Washington.
Ah, okay.
So,
go Issaquah.
Okay.
I knew that one.
You're 3 of 6.
Hey, 50%. That's better than I thought I was going to do.
Here's your next one.
Uh-oh, that one. Right? Uh-huh. Live with you. Uh-huh.
These songs do sound amazingly the
they're
same.
They're identical.
They're all the same.
And they're all different bands.
Looking around the house. God.
Yeah.
I know this song.
Looking around the house.
Window at the door. Searching for signs of life, but there's nobody home.
Uh-oh.
You're not whining enough when you sing along, Rob.
Well, maybe I'm just too sure. Or maybe
I'm just too frightened. God, I Third Eye Blind. I know this song, but I
living with you.
Third Eye Blind.
No. Better than Ezra.
Oh, for mother
you idiot. God, you would have most of them by now if you just
guessed them in the right, order. You dolt.
That band's still going with 3 of its 4 original members.
So now this is going to be another band that I've guessed and that I've gotten wrong.
I don't know if you've thrown them out yet.
That song I knew, like immediately I knew what that song was. Same thing as the Train one.
Now I'm going to go ahead and call this a jam.
Okay.
And I will be mocked for it, but I liked this song. And I actually kind of liked this band. I told you about them yesterday when we were coming up with this bit.
The Spin Doctors?
No.
Because I know the Spin Doctors. Hold on. Two boys on a playground. Oh.
Push each other down.
This is the...
You got it. You got it.
The Runaway song.
You got it.
This is...
You got it.
Yeah, what is the name of this band? This is Soulless. This is Soulless.
Yes.
Tank, let's go for a ride.
I'm rocking out right now. This band. Okay.
This band is they're okay.
By the way, here's a fun fact.
I get them and the Goo Goo Dolls.
This band is adequate.
Confused.
They have 12 albums. I'm not even kidding.
What?
Yes.
Soul Asylum?
Soul Asylum is still going, and they have 12 albums. They released a new album last year.
My gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
How many albums did the new Soul Asylum, how many did that sell?
Well, I think they got hit. I think they got hit with COVID. So it's a no-counties, but.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You are, boy, You have hit 4 of 8. So you need 2 of the next 3 in order to save your job, okay?
See what I can do.
This is 90s Melancholy Music Trivia, Episode 1. Okay, now...
this is not jumping out at me as much as the others.
Okay, so I'm going to give you some hints here. This is the band you were talking about yesterday. And this is not their main hit. You seem to think they only had one main hit.
But they had another hit?
They had this as well. Now just listen closely. I think you can hear it in his voice.
Okay. Yeah, this is Dylan's kid.
Yes.
And he...
His band's name is...
we were just talking about this yesterday. This is the Wallflowers.
Yes.
Yeah, you can hear it. You can hear the...
Yeah, he sounds like Bob Dylan a little bit.
Yeah, you can hear it.
So this is Sixth Avenue Heartache.
I did not know they had another hit.
Yeah, this one... and they also had...
I just remember one headline, and I know that's the Wallflowers.
What was the first song I told you to get, Mike? 3 Macarenas or something?
3 Macarenas?
What was that? They had a third hit.
3 Marlenas.
3 Marlenas. You remember that song?
No, I don't. I do not.
A person's name as opposed to an instrument.
All right, you only have to get 1 of the final 2, okay?
Okay.
This is exciting. Now, here's your hint for this one.
This person says, best segment ever, one after another on my playlist.
Wow. Embarrassed, but not.
Wait, this is the Crappy Angels,
wait a minute.
City of Angels song.
What?
What?
Isn't this from City of...
You've already named this band.
I think I know what this is.
Actually, you didn't name this band, but we have heard this band already.
Repeat band.
This is a repeat band.
It's a repeat band? I thought this was the Goo Goo Dolls.
Mm-mm. That's a good guess. It does sound like them.
It does, yeah.
It's not the Goo Goo Dolls?
It is not. We just said it's a repeat band.
I would have guessed the Goo Goo Dolls.
Ooh.
In fact, I was...
is it going to come down to the final one?
I was pretty confident. Like, I was going to do, like, a cocky sniff and be like, oh, I got this. This is the Goo Goo Dolls.
It is not. It is not. Let's all sing along. It's just an anthem. Oh, damn it. I thought it was a chorus.
I would have bet $100 that
so
I...
so formulaic, you thought you knew where it was.
That I knew this.
Now, this one, the chorus on this isn't bad. Am I wrong? It just takes a while to get there. Let's just wait for it, huh?
I like how he's singing with all this emotion.
Well, he's just whisper singing.
Cheeseburgers.
Don't read the text line, Suke.
Yeah,
I already got it wrong. I'm convinced this was the Goo Goo Dolls. I still think it's the Goo Goo Dolls. I think you're pulling a fast one on me.
No, it's Collective Soul. Here we go. You ready? Ready? Let's go. So I walk upon
high. And I stop. There's 2 Collective Souls on here.
Yes. We told you that.
He was trying to help you by letting you guess ones you guessed already. We're just finding out that Rob is a huge P1 of Collective Soul.
I guess.
You have 5 right and 5 wrong. It is down to the final song. Are you ready?
Smash Mouth. Blink 182.
Now, see, you're already ready for slightly edgier episode 2.
Blind Melon!
Which will be coming next week.
All right.
Here we go.
Is this Runaway Train? This is Runaway Train, right?
I'm laying out on you.
Come on, I can answer the chorus.
Because I like the song.
I think I know this one.
Was a key that could use a little turning.
So tired, come on, Bob.
Couldn't even sleep. So many secrets.
Mikey, loving this or what?
I got a head bob going on.
Look, they all sound good. It's just they all sound the same. One more. It was popular for a reason.
Sees no one can hear me.
although I cannot stand the whininess.
It's all very whiny, isn't it?
It infuriates me.
It's like there's a rubber band wrapped around their nuts.
We need a decongestant.
Is this... Yes! This is so... Going back.
Oh, no. Don't do this.
Oh, no.
This is so...
Seems like
this
I
is
should
Soul Asylum,
be getting
right?
Some...
Yes!
You did it, you little bitch! Wow!
Boom!
You did it! That's amazing.
Hell yeah! Boy, I had some nervousness at the end there. I was like, wait, did I screw this up?
Great job. You are not fired.
I remember the music video for this one because it was missing children. They just showed like photo after photo of missing children. Even though that's not what the song was about.
Suk wins 6 out of 11. You did it. You passed 90s melancholy music
trivia. Almost didn't trust your gut on this one and almost got it wrong.
You were about to say Soul Collective and I was going to have to jump over there and punch you in the face.
I was really nervous.
I just realized two of these have Soul in their name.
Collective Asylum. No! God!
Oh, Soul Soul.
All right. Listen for 90s melancholy music trivia, slightly edgier episode 2 next week.
Here's Claire.
There it is right there. I actually am planning on Monday, since we have another best of, I will play the slightly edgier edition of this in the club as well. So if you missed that one, that's coming up on Monday in the best of. We're going to do an update here. I got one more segment to play, and then we'll have a quick wrap-up segment and get you out of here on this best of edition of Primetime. First, a sports update. Power! Best of edition of Primetime here. Mike Lynch here with you for the next 15 minutes or so. You know what a slip and slide is, right? Well, this segment is titled... Poop and Slide.
NBC's expensive new game show, Ultimate Slip and Slide, will no longer debut following the 2021 Summer Olympics, as had been previously planned.
Oh.
Am I telling you this?
I didn't know that there was an Ultimate Slip and Slide competition.
Why would I even bring this up? The series has been delayed while the network figures out how to retool it after an outbreak of explosive diarrhea brought production of the series to a halt.
What?
Yes.
An outbreak, like more than one? More than one? Was it like when someone throws up and you get a whiff of it and then you do it too? Does that happen with the Rhea?
Well, they always say if you have the Rhea, you shouldn't go into a pool, right?
Oh. Yes. But this is a slip and slide, I guess.
I mean, it's water.
Imagine, like, who's volunteering to go behind the guy that just muddied up the slip and slide?
All right, so do we have any guesses on...
He didn't literally muddy up the slip and slide.
He had a bout of explosive diarrhea.
Not while sliding on the slip.
How do you know it wasn't a she?
That's, to be fair,
sexist
yes.
Jerk.
Way Look, to assume genders, you
yeah.
jerk.
Is it wrong of me to assume that if someone muddies up the waters, 9 times out of 10 it's a dude? Like, we're just...
Why?
Yeah.
I feel like...
I don't think that's wrong.
I feel like we're
but
more prone to
this. This is a human thing. It's not a gender thing.
Yeah, but women... I don't know. I'm kind of with Suk on this. I don't know. I just feel like women handle diarrhea better.
I have bathroom emergencies.
By the way, Mike just left the room. He's out.
Is he having a bathroom emergency?
I think he's got old Sparky in his pants.
I think so. Look... I have a bathroom emergency at least once a week.
Do you really?
At least once a week where I have to make a run for it.
Wow.
Where I'm like, I gotta go. I gotta go now. I feel like the ladies in my life over the years, I feel like they have like one every 3 years. Like you just, you're out with your buddies and some dude's like, dude, I gotta go and I gotta go now. I find that rarely happens with women. For whatever reason, they're way better at managing it or being aware that there's going to be a situation.
They just are more subtle about, you know, we've all had the walk or the run, the trot.
The shuffle,
whatever you want to call it. Women just hide it better. They're not going to advertise that. Mm. They're not going to let you know that. They're women. They're classy.
I just feel like they are better.
And you're not going to hear it either. They're going to turn on the water. They're going to turn on the shower. They're gonna hide that from
you. They're gonna play some music on a little speaker.
And then when they're done, they're gonna light the candles and get it all nice and smelly in there.
And they're gonna close the door.
If someone is dropping serious heat on a slip and slide, I'm saying that's a dude, not a guy. Or, excuse me, a dude, not a gal.
Okay.
By the way, the reason I got up to go, apparently we are now fixed.
What?
Crazy Eyes McGinley has fixed the problem.
All right. So, here's what happened. So, it's called Ultimate Slip and Slide. It features two people per team. Contestants compete in multiple games throughout each episode, including cornhole, body bowling, bocce fall, human pong, and more.
While you're cornholing while on the slip and slide?
The last two human teams pong. Will compete in the Tiddler Ultimate Slip and Slide to see which duo will come out victorious.
So I don't think that's how you pronounce that word.
Yeah, no, Tiddler. That's right. Titillating. You guys know that word, right?
Tiddler. What happened? I was on the Tiddler out of the Rhea.
Oh, my God.
I had to shut it down. Is that before or after you cornholed? I think that was before. Yeah.
So production paused in early July or early June after a crew member tested positive for Giardia and dozens of others reported intestinal issues. In total.
I had a buddy in college get Giardia, and it messed him up. He got it on his church mission. That dude's bowels were not right for like a year.
In total, 40 members of the crew developed symptoms, and the show had to cease production when there were reportedly people passing out on set and sprinting to porta potties.
Oh, wait, so the crew wasn't on the slip and slide, I would imagine.
No, we just had a crew member with Giardia, and well.
I wanted nothing more than a contestant to go sliding like, I can make it. You know, this is my big opportunity. And then you just.
The second you hit the slide, you can't clench anymore.
Yeah, it's just done. I would think that it would be almost impossible to clench while slip and sliding. In fact, I'm going to make a bold statement.
You let it go.
I think that's one of the three or four worst activities you can do. While being clenched.
Oh, worst?
Yes.
Why?
How are you expected to have any control?
It's instant clean.
In the clench.
Well, you're not. I think you let it go.
Well, this is what
I think it's an opportunity to let it go.
This, no, believe me. Then you're just leaving a streak of trout behind you.
Well, but you got water. At least you have water. It's way better scenario than like being on a bus in Tulum, Mexico.
Look. I'm not saying that it's not easier.
In a weird bathroom down the stairs.
It's not easier to clean up, but I'm saying if you had an emergency, and we've all been there, you're in full clench, find me three or four worse activities where you are going to be able to maintain the clench than a slip and slide. It's a surefire accident. There's no way you survive the slip or the slide when you're clenched. No way. The worst would probably be some sort of rocket, like high kick line. That would probably be number one. But the
maybe you're a gymnast doing some splits.
Oh, that's a gymnast. That's good.
I think that goes back to anything involving a high leg kick.
What if you're up on the rings, man?
No, the rings is fine because you can do the Iron Cross and everything is tense. That's the ultimate clench. In fact, I think if you can do the Iron Rings, I think that would help the situation.
All right, we got to get moving here. One final break, and then I'll be back just to quickly wrap it up. This is a best of edition of Primetime. All right, that's going to do it for this best of edition of Primetime today. We do have another one on Monday. Like I mentioned, we'll be doing the 90s melancholy music trivia, slightly edgier version in that club hour. Got a couple other segments I couldn't fit in today that we'll do there, and the rest, well, we'll figure that out on Monday. So thanks for listening. I will podcast this on the Les Schwab Tires podcast. You can find that on the 1080thefan.com website as well as the Odyssey app. Have a very good weekend, everybody, and we'll see you guys on Monday.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.